Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the general and continuous CRP sign-up. Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, sign-up is now open, and the deadline for ag producers to sign up for the general CRP is February 28, while sign-up for continuous CRP is ongoing. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in CRP receive a yearly rental payment for voluntarily establishing long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, which are known as covers, to control their soil erosion or to improve their water quality and develop a wildlife habitat on any marginally productive agricultural lands. Currently, nationwide, there's 22 million acres of CRP enrolled, but the 2018 Farm Bill did lift that cap to 27 million acres. This means farmers and ranchers have a chance to enroll in CRP for the first time or to continue their participation for another term. By enrolling in CRP, producers are improving the water quality, they're reducing soil erosion, and they're restoring habitat for wildlife. Under the new Farm Bill, there is a couple of different CRP enrollment options. The first is a general sign-up, which is held annually. The competitive general sign-up now includes increased opportunities for enrollment of wildlife habitat through the State Acres for Wildlife Enhancement, or what we call the SAFE initiative. Second enrollment option is under the continuous sign-up. While some practice under the SAFE initiative remain available through the continuous sign-up, CRP continuous sign-up focuses primarily on water quality with things like the Clean Lake, Estuary, and Rivers, or the CLEAR initiative. 2018 Farm Bill does prioritize water quality practices such as contour grass strips, filter strips, riparian buffers, wetlands, and a new what they call prairie strip. USDA also is working with the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, or CREP partners, to relaunch that program under new statutory provisions. The CREP will continue to target high-priority local, state, or regional conservation concerns. A third option is under the CRP grassland sign-up. And the CRP grassland sign-up helps landowners and operators protect grasslands and rangelands and pasture lands, certain other lands, while maintaining those areas as grazed lands. That separate CRP grassland sign-up is going to be offered each year following the general sign-up. In addition to any new CRP acreage offered, producers who had land enrolled in CRP under 15-year contracts that expired any time during September of either 2017, 18, or 19 may also be eligible for enrollment if there was no opportunity for re-enrollment on that practice under the expired contract and if it had been maintained. FSA recently posted updated soil rental rates for CRP. The soil rental rates are statutorily prorated at 90% of the cash county cash rental rate for the continuous sign-up and 85% for the general sign-up. Those rental rates are going to be assessed annually, and under the continuous sign-up, producers also receive incentives, including the sign-up incentive payment and a practice incentive payment, which are not available under the general sign-up. And now safety net program enrollment. Agriculture producers can now enroll in the Ag Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, programs, and those are two safety net programs for the 2020 crop year. ARC provides income-supporting payments on historical base acres when actual crop revenue declines below a specified guaranteed level. PLC provides income support payments on historical base acres when the effective price for a covered commodity falls below its reference price. 2018 Farm Bill reauthorized and updated both programs. The sign-up for the 2020 crop year closes June 30th, and the sign-up for the 2019 year closes on March 15th. Producers who have not yet enrolled for 2019 can enroll for both 2019 and 20 during the same visit to the county office. ARC and PLC have options for the farm operator who's actively farming the land as well as the owner of the land. Farm owners also have a one-time opportunity to update the PLC yield payment yields beginning with crop year 2020. The farm owner and producer visit the FSA County office together. FSA can also update yield information during that visit. Common ARC and PLC covered commodities grown in our area include corn, grain sorghum, barley, oats, and wheat. For more information on the ARC and PLC, including two decision maker tools that to assist producers in making enrollment and election decisions specific to their options, visit the ARC and PLC webpage, which is fsa.usda.gov/ARC-PLC. And finally, don't forget to update your records. As we begin the new Farm Bill programs, we'd like to remind producers it's very important to keep us informed of any farm ownership changes, make farm operator changes, change your bank accounts, or do any other record changes that are occurring. more we can get done now saves us time later during our busy crop reporting seasons. Keep in mind that deeds are filed at the courthouse when ownership changes. They don't automatically get sent to our office, so producers need to remember to notify us of those changes. One of the more common changes we're not always informed of is the formation of a trust. If you have a revocable trust, we need to know what happens after the death of the grantor. It's also especially helpful for heirs of deceased producers to let us know if there's going to be an estate. The estate's form let us know when it's settled and who the beneficiaries of the land are. We encourage producers to let us know of changes as soon as they occur. As I noted earlier, the more changes we get processed now really saves time for everyone during acreage reporting season, during the spring and summer, as well as we have program signups later on in the fall when we want to make payments. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.